Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Good evening, every all. This is Leah LaChapelle with Unzipping Reality, the Third Awakening. And I'll be your host this evening for a very special broadcast revolving around the 11/11 phenomenon. This evening is live 2014, November the 9th. So we're just 2 days shy of the very pronounced energetic wave of 11/11. And this is a very exciting time of year. It's a change of season. We're heading into kind of the madness of the American culture during the holidays. And there's just a lot of potential being unleashed right now. And I'm sure if you're tuned into this broadcast that you're feeling it as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us, whether you're live or by archive. We really appreciate your tuning in and being part of the solution. That is what we are dedicated to here on Unzipping Reality. And before we get started, I just want to give a special reminder that later on in this week, we are having here in Austin, Texas, where I broadcast out of, Mr. Tobias Lars is joining us, and it will be Friday, November 14th, Saturday 15th, Sunday the 16th. And this is an introduction to your own soul. And if you don't know anything about Tobias, you really, really need to check him out. Go to the YouTube. It's Tobias Lars Gunnar, G-U-N-N-A-R, Tobias Lars, L-A-R-S, Gunnar. And you will be delighted at what you find there. So it's quite a catalog of topics. And anything you could ever want to know about reality and awakening. So please check on that. And if you'd like to come, just get in touch with me, Leah LaChapelle. Go to my website, fearorlove.com, and it'll boost you on over to me, real life. All right. Well, I think I'm ready to get started then, because as we know, reality is now sufficiently unzipped. We can see the portal. We know it's there. We know we're the ones to go through it. So let's step on through and be who and what we really are. My special guest this evening is my dear friend Stephen of Wave1111.com. And Stephen is one of the more dedicated people I know on the planet today who is espousing the possibility and probability that our awareness will manifest in a great shift of human consciousness. He is all about supporting people on their path as they awaken in astonishment to how things really are. And there's quite a bit of corruption, if you haven't been paying attention, quite a bit of corruption and some intentional detours that have been entrapping us and have been planned to be our destiny. But fear not, because Stephen of Wave 1111 is here this evening, and we're going to be speaking on awareness and the significance of 11/11. Hi, Stephen. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, my pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, you and I go way back in radio time. And I am so appreciative of you because you've always been a great supporter of me personally and also Unzipping Reality. And so thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure. Yeah, we go back when we did that show on American Freedom Radio in 09.
Oh, my gosh. Was that 09?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
I'm flying, you were having fun.
Yes, God. I still have that. You were my weekly guest. Yeah.
I still have that archived on the Facebook page on Wave on the Wave Facebook page. So it's there. I don't know
if that right.
The broadcasts are still archived, but they're there.
That is amazing. Yeah. Well, I really salute American Freedom Radio. I'm not sure that they're still on the air, but boy, those were good days. So, okay, we've got a day coming up on the calendar. Like I said, today is November 9th, but in a couple of days, it will be November 11, which is 11-11. Is that any big deal, or is it just another day? Are we making this up? Is this wishful thinking? What is the reality on this situation of 11-11?
Well, it all comes down to what your perception of it is. I mean, for some people, all they know it of, in America anyhow, it's Veterans Day, which is a very important day in itself to recognize the veterans who went off, and that's a whole other can of worms. But
yeah, right.
but no, in all seriousness, I mean, that's an important day to remember those who went and felt like they were playing a part in the, I always get in trouble when I say this, but you know, they go and they serve, and they think they're serving a country when actually they're serving the industrial war complex. So that's the sad reality of it. And many of those who did go will tell you that they realized it after they came back. So I'm not afraid to say that, because that's the reality. So, but 11-11 is a trigger point to awareness. And that has, millions of people have seen these numbers, and it really is part of the awakening process. And a lot of people have come and shared their stories on the Wave Wall and on the website. And it's interesting to read how, you know, people see these numbers and they're confused by the fact they're seeing them over and over. And it could be a whole variety of different numbers. But for whatever reason, 11-11 has become this phenomena. And you can go on YouTube, you can go anywhere on the internet, and you can find, there's plenty of sites now that are basically covering it, if you will.
Well, you've been doing this this wave1111.com for years at this point, and you were one of the pioneers.
Well,
being an 11er.
Yeah, there was certainly those before me, but I started the Wave on MySpace in 07, and then I put up the website actually on 1-1-11. So on January 1st, 2011.
Oh, wow.
And I wasn't even on Facebook at the time, because that's a whole other conversation there about what Facebook is. And those who are certainly aware enough to know that it can be utilized as a spy tool. But it still brought a lot of people together. So I see, just like this is duality, we're in duality. And think about it.
I'm glad that you decided to harness the power of Facebook.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not alone. A lot of people that I know, seriously, did not want to go on Facebook because they knew the truth. And then when they saw what was available, they went ahead and just got in the saddle, because it was worth it. So
exactly.
I'm glad that you did. And your Facebook page is, if people want to look that up, it's The Wave 1111, 1111, thewave1111.com.
No. Just Facebook.com and then / The Wave 1111.
That's it, wave1111.com. And the Facebook page is The Wave 1111. Got it.
Correct. I kept that the same because that was what I had on my MySpace. I thought symmetry would be good, but Twitter is just twitter.com/ wave1111, and same thing with YouTube, spend that much on it. But no, the duality of Facebook is that I've been just super blessed to meet people from all over the world on there, and we've had a lot of fun. And but then, as I said, the counter side of that is that you have to realize what it is. So all I suggest to people is be very careful what you share on there, because what you post up there, you know, family pictures, personal pictures, it's all going into a big, huge catalog of you. So if you like to be private, that's not the place to be putting it.
Exactly. Well, I think it's just marvelous how you've met so many people from all over the world through this 1111 portal. And I'm remembering that's how I met Simran Singh. Was you were doing a radio show at the time and had Simran on there, and she was all about 1111, and just fell in love with her and hooked up with her, and she was actually last year's 2013 recipient of the Unzipper of the Year Award. So you're a real connector, Stephen, and I really, really appreciate that about you. So tell us, what can we expect on 1111?
Well, before we get on that, I just want to do some shout outs, because you mentioned Simran, and then there's also Julianne.
Oh,
from seeing1111.com, and she's been a dear ally. She actually lives in Singapore, so it's talking about people all over the world. And then there's the folks at doasone.com. They are doing a 1111, an event this year on Facebook. They've really ratcheted up a lot. They've got like 11,000 people that have responded, and their whole thing is to eventually get 1 billion people to breathe as one. What a fantastic idea that is.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, because your theme is one love brings peace.
And that kind of came about on MySpace. That came about on MySpace because somebody was actually asking everyone back then to, you know, put a peace theme on their default picture. And I thought, what can I do that will send the message that of what this whole wave idea was? And the quick summary of this was on September 21st, 07, I was speaking to a bunch of people, and we were talking about the fact that International Day of Peace was that day, and back then, hardly anybody was talking about it. Certainly wasn't in the news. And I thought, well, you know, I know the trigger point awareness is 1111, so I just got this idea to do this love wave around the planet. And earlier that summer, someone had done an event where it was just at one time frame. So let's say it was at like 4 in the morning for some people. If you're in California, well, who's going to get up at 4 in the morning to go, you know, there will be people, but the vast majority are not going to get up at 4 in the morning to meditate when they could do it at 7 in the morning.
Sure.
So I said, being a marketing guy, I said, well, why don't we do this wave thing around the planet and do it at 11:11 near time? So starting in Kiribati, which is where the international dateline is, that would start the wave of love and peace
and joy.
What country
is that in? What country?
It's called Kiribati. That's the international dateline.
Oh, okay.
So that's where the international dateline is. So literally here in central time zone, that will start actually tomorrow at 3:11 p.m. Central is their 11:11. Because they're that far ahead of us.
Okay.
So tomorrow at that 3:11, or which would be 4:11 Eastern, that's when the wave starts in the world. And then it comes around, you know, it goes right around the planet at 11:11. And and it's really a personal event. You can, you know, many times I've just gone and walked in the forest, taken a beautiful walk, and just enjoyed Mother Nature and the beauty of it.
Mm.
Or you can get together with some friends and sing and dance. You know, it's a work day, so it can be a little bit more difficult.
And how long are you supposed to hold this energy?
The suggestion has been an hour, but, you know, if you can do it for a minute or 11 minutes.
How about 11 minutes?
Yeah, 11 minutes. I mean, it's really a personal thing. It's just the whole idea of let's just send this love wave around the planet. Let's just be love. That's the idea.
Yeah.
It's a celebration of oneness, celebration of recognizing that we are all in this together. We're all, you know, once we pass, we go back to the source. We're one. Right now, we're all having this, and that's what I was going to share. That, you know, awareness. We are awareness. Awareness is this transforming force, and to be fully aware of yourself, you recognize that you are awareness.
We are awareness.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So, and awareness is either that stressing intention, which is fear, or it is joyfully flowing in blissfulness, which is love. And that's how I met you, Leah, is that I came across your website, fearlove.com. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta contact this lady. Who is this?
I'm so glad you did.
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute, that gal gets it. I'm gonna have to call her. And then lo and behold, I mean, you know, we've been connected ever since. But that's really, I mean, it's a vibrational energy, and that's why when I sat back and thought about this years later, I was like, wave, well, in a wave everything on this planet is energy, and it's a vibrational wave of energy. That's it. It's just energy.
Right. Well,
so,
I'm so glad that you mentioned Julianne, because I think that Julianne was on the show last year at this time.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Julianne.
Hey, Julianne. And
if anybody wants to call in, you're certainly welcome to call in this evening. The number to call here live is 724-444-7444. And that's 724-444-7444. And the ID is 128838. And then press 1, and you're in.
Yep.
So tell me again where this starts. Is it Kiribati? What is it?
It's Kiribati. Kiribati.
Okay, Kiribati. Okay, that's some sort of an island out in the Pacific Ocean.
Exactly. And then
okay.
Come full circle, the ending spot is the Samoa Islands.
I see.
So that's the whole day. The whole day. You know, think about Hawaii is pretty much toward the end of the day. I mean, they're 5 hours different than Central Time.
At least, yeah.
Yeah. And then a little bit beyond that, I believe it's the whole similar. So, yeah, I mean, it's fascinating. We don't have a 24-hour cycle, even though there's the 24. But I love the website Time and Date. timeanddates.com, I think that's what it is, and you can see all the world clocks, and it's very
right.
Helpful.
Isn't it? I know the internet is absolutely astounding to me. It's just fantastic. So, okay, and so in a couple of days, you're in the Central Time Zone, and I'm in the Central Time Zone here in the USA. So we'll be holding this energetic space, and what will be our focus?
The focus is really, you know, again, it's a personal thing, but I mean, the focus is to recognize the oneness in all. And I suggest just that you send out unconditional love to just everyone and everything. I mean, I remember there was this one video I was watching, and I can't remember who it was, but he basically was on a walk, and he basically just said, I think it was an I Am video, I Am movie or something like that, and it was just everywhere he went, he basically said, I am that, I am that, I am that, I am that, because that's really, when you get to that space, when you recognize that, as a Mayan greeting is, I am another yourself, that's the hardest part of this whole Earth School lesson, is that we lash out at each other, and we all have it. We all get angry because that's just what happens. I mean, but then when you get to a spot where you go, you know, I'm going to really try to hold a space of being honorable, because then again, here's duality coming back, honor and dishonor. Martial arts teaches that very specifically that, you know, you're not to do anything except in self-defense. You condition your body to be a lethal weapon, but you're only to use that in self-defense. So that's really it in a nutshell. We're here to learn respect and honor and to come into this wonderful breath of balance, so that we can really center in and just recognize the beauty, even in all this disarray.
Even in all, yes. Because there does seem to be some swirling darkness, some remnants of that, to say the very least.
Oh.
I'm wondering, there's a lot. However, I feel like I am on this wave, and I feel like this wave is going somewhere where it's never carried us before. I feel the freshness of it, and I feel the empowerment of it. I'm just wondering if people are even going to be able to recognize it when it comes to fruition. I see things happening all the time that are incredible. People operating from such awareness. And I'm so proud and pleased for that minority. It is a vast minority, to be sure. But I'm just wondering, you know, people love their drama, Stephen. They are addicted to suffering and so forth. And and so it's going to be very important for people like you and others, Julianne and Simran and the Do As One people, all these people, the flash mobs, the meditation mobs and all that, it's going to be so imperative that we keep people focused on the solution and away from the problem. Don't you run into that?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that, and you know, I've been a discipline, this is my own self-discipline of, I'm just trying to see if I can summarize this in a very succinct way. The words are energy. And when we use words, it's vitally important to recognize what you're putting out there. So, and one of the things, one of the ideas that came to me maybe 2 years ago, as an exercise for myself, I tried to remove two words just for a while to see how it felt.
Okay.
And the words need and want.
Oh, my God. Yep.
So, in our conversational language, you're going to say, well, you know, but I really consciously said, okay, Steve, let's see how this works. And then You know me for so long that when people say the word person instead of saying a man or woman, you know, they say, oh, you're such a great person. Well, why did you say, hey, she's such a great lady, or what a woman, what a fantastic woman, or what a fantastic guy? Why do people use words that, yes, in commerce they mean one thing, and in the conversational vernacular, but my passion is empowering people to recognize the power of the words, because
yes,
that is where we're gonna. That's language. That's where we're going to step up and recognize that the word. And I wrote an article. This is the flip side of Stephen. Is I have a blog called Not a Person or a Citizen, and I keep them separate for a reason, because the energy is different. So one is a pure educational on law and commerce, and the other one is you know, the oneness and the peace and the unity, and people are like, well, how can you do both? Well, it's all about recognizing who you are and who you're not. And the article I wrote was the 5 words used to control and enslave you.
Oh, you've got my attention.
And those words are person, like we talked about, citizen, resident, driver, and passenger.
Okay, person.
Person,
citizen,
resident, driver, and passenger.
Okay.
And
all right.
There are so many other words. I mean, people shout out, oh, amen, all the time. Oh, man, this is another one of my, you know, I could call it a pet peeve. How many people have studied the root of that word? How many people have thought, why do we do this? Why do we shout out, oh, amen? Well, some people think, oh, it means, you know, that's great, or that's truth, or whatever. Well, where did it really come from? Where did it really come from? Well, it came from a certain entity known as Amon-Ra, an Egyptian
really?
God. An Egyptian god.
Really?
Yep.
Whoa.
So that's just, and then, you know, I was in the conversation the other day about someone, the word sin. That just means missing the mark.
Yes.
Missing the mark. Doesn't mean that you're, you're a
yeah.
sinner. Well, we all miss the mark.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, those who wish to control like to have, you know, this beholdens, so that they can have penance. And, you know, way back when, you could pay your way off the back. Remember?
Oh, yes. Indulgences.
Yes.
Could pay. How interesting.
Yep.
Well, now, I want to go back to this person and citizen thing, because these are garden variety words, and people use them all the time.
Right.
And so... What is the deal with being a person? Are we not going to be persons in the after wave, when the shift actually comes and we reinvent ourselves? Are we not going to be persons then?
Well, a person is, if you look at the etymology of that word, it means a mask.
Person means mask.
Mask. Persona.
Wow.
Came from persona. Mask.
Okay.
And if you look up the legal definition of person,
okay,
it means an association, a trust. People get confused because it says individual, corporation, and then the telling verbiage, or any other legal entity.
Oh.
So, you can't be a legal entity. That's only on paper.
I mean, that's pretty broad brush there, any other legal entity.
Exactly.
It's a lot of territory.
Exactly.
They can just slip us a Mickey under the name of person.
Well, and a lot of, and I try to simplify it, but there's a lot of people that talk, oh, the straw man, the straw man. Well, you know, the straw man is simply the person, which is simply the legal entity. That's really it in a nutshell, because that's, because there's a maxim of law, M-A-X-I-M, maxim of law, that simply states it's a law of like kind. I can't remember the Greek, the Latin version of that, even though I've written it.
Okay.
But it's simply the law of like kind. So what
okay.
that means is that man to man or woman, that's substance.
Okay.
So that you can have a contract, you can shake hands, you can, or paper to paper. But you cannot, a man cannot do business with a corporation, because it's impossible. A corporation doesn't exist except on paper. I mean, and that's proven, many times, because corporations go away. You know, think about Northwest Airlines. Doesn't exist anymore. Now it's Delta. So, it was just a transfer.
Well, the United States of America is a corporation.
Yeah, exactly. And people don't quite grasp that.
It really bothers me.
Well, and you know, here's one of the things that I always amazed that people can't follow this progression. They'll agree that the city, because they can see the sign that says, you know, Austin Incorporated, right?
Right.
They'll see the sign, they'll see Austin city limits, and they'll see that, again, if you fly over Austin, you know where it, can you see, the lines? Do they have lines that go, oh, this is Austin? No, you can't see. It's all geographical. It's just
right.
on a map.
Right.
So Austin's a corporation. I forget the name of your county there, but that's a corporation.
Uh-huh, Travis County, Williamson County.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then people agree, oh, yeah, that's right, that's a corporation. Then Texas Corporation. They can grasp that even. But when you say to them, the United States, and see, there's a difference between the United States of America and the United States itself, United States and the United States, there's a huge difference in law over those two entities.
Mm-hmm.
But the United States is what's the is a corporate body, and people go, oh no, it's a country. Well, if the other three are corporations, it only makes sense logically that that is.
Yeah.
So, and then the easy question to ask somebody is, going back to the word that you were wondering about, citizen, can you be a citizen of Target, Kohl's, Walmart, FedEx? No.
I don't choose to be, thank you.
Yeah, no. No, those are corporations, so you're not going to be a citizen of that. So how can you be a citizen of this other corporation? You know, and notice they don't say citizen of Texas. They call it a resident of Texas.
Right.
See, there's that resident word. And those words are all used for taxing purposes. And see, again, it's in the law world, and by the way, folks, I'm not an attorney. I just happen to do a lot of reading on law. Again, it's all paper. So the legal entity name, because we have, I mean, how many people walk around really seriously when they introduce you? Hi, I'm Leah. Hi, I'm Stephen. You know, then if you're going to do business with someone, then you're going to start saying your last name. But really, We don't we don't really have a conversation about our last name that often.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the name on the driver's license, the name on the Social Security card, all those things, that's the name that's the legal entity. And again, it's because the corporation, whether it's the state, the city, the corporate U.S., can't do business with the live being. It needs this paper legal entity to do business with. That's why it is.
Okay, so I live in the United States, and
no,
I've
actually
been...
you don't. Actually, you don't. You know where the United States is? You live in the United States of America,
yes.
But the United States is actually the District of Columbia.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Just like I had a friend once who, this is in all seriousness, he was, a cop pulled up and he was in a supermarket parking lot, I believe. And he basically told the police officer very nicely, he said, well, you know, you got your corporate uniform on and you're from the city of blah, blah, blah. He goes, you know, the only place that you have authority is back at City Hall, because everything that you're going to bring forward is about geographical. He says, so just please go back to City Hall, because that's where your authority that's where your authority is.
Oh, my goodness.
And the cop just looked at him and walked back to his car and left. He probably never heard that one before.
Oh, my God.
This is this magically delicious world of, you know, commerce versus, you know, live beings walking around. It's just an amazing
slave
game.
Holders and slaves. And
yeah.
They keep the slaves ignorant, so we will continue to do their bidding.
Yeah, well,
Okay, I've got to ask you. I've been conditioned to think of myself as being a citizen of the United States of America.
Right.
Okay? So if citizen is one of these compromised vibrational words that have a hidden meaning, then what can I call myself? I live in the United States of America. Am I a member? I mean, what do I call myself?
That's the challenge. And here's what I'm going to ask you. Why do you feel the necessity to label yourself? You know, some people will say, you know, I'm a world citizen.
Yes, I'm an earthling.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, that's going back to that word need. I need to label myself. Why?
So I'm an earthling living in the United States of America.
Why even
would
that
be appropriate?
You know, they could change the name of this country tomorrow. This land mass.
That's,
you know,
true.
going way back before, you know, in the 1400s, this land mass wasn't even labeled.
True.
So, you know, that's it's all in our mind. It's all in our mind. And we so identify with all this game.
Yeah.
And then having to label everything. And true freedom, in my true freedom is removing every label that you can possibly remove. That's why,
wow.
You know, people have asked, you know, they always say, well, who are you and what, you know, what's your agenda? And, you know, way back in MySpace days, they all wanted to know. It was very interesting when I started this, because I was attacked from many different angles. Who are you? What's your agenda? What do you want to do? I'm like, it's really simple. Do you see what I've put out here? That this one, I have a love wave. That's it. You know, it's nothing. You know, well, who are you? What, you know, I'm like, just
what
a
gives
guy
you the ride?
Yeah, just a guy that wants to have a love wave. That's it. Who are you? It's like, I'm known as Steven. That's all you need to know. I mean, You know, it's not.
Right.
I don't have any need for adoration, or I'm not gonna, you know, do a book tour. Not to discredit anyone that wants to do a book, but you get what I'm saying.
I get it.
And that's always been the modus operandi. There's no money that's ever been made from this venture. It never was the intent. In fact, you know, I keep the website up, and it costs me money to do that, and I'm
sure.
happy to do it.
And let me give that out again. It's wave1111.com, and on the Facebook page, it's thewave1111.
Yep.
So we're talking this evening about this amazing trigger point for awareness. It's coming into animating the world population at one-ment. We are synchronizing, not because we want to be copycats. We're synchronizing because we want to be free. And there is such a difference, because that's where we have been. We've been in the hive mind, and all the same, we appear different, we appear separate. But now, in order to enjoy true freedom, we're finding one another. And that's what is so beautiful about the 1111 movement. When you see the time on the clock, the digital readout, 11 minutes after 11, that's it. Or you see it on a license plate, 1111, that's it. Or however you see it, it's out there. I can attest to it. I've seen 1111 so many times, and there's something about it that reminds me of a portal. It's a place that has in-between spaces. You can see it. So this is where we get to go through the middle part of this portal that is being revealed to us. And I think that we will see tremendous results. I feel that every year the 1111 movement has grown. Do you see any indication of that?
Oh, absolutely. And I've seen so much awareness from being so active on social media from 07 to where we've transformed now here, you know, seven, 8 years later. This will be the eighth year we've done this. I say we because, you know, we all participate. But, yeah, I've seen it. I want to really quick point out, you know this, I put your 1111 quick quote on the Wave 1111 wall.
Oh.
You knew this. It's on the significance of 1111, and it's 1111, a wake-up call you send to yourself. That's by Leah.
Woohoo! And it's actually in past tense, a wake-up call you sent to yourself.
Yep. So exactly.
It's
we're
just
all,
now arriving. We're just now getting it somehow.
Because this really is a game of and some people don't like the word game, but it really is. It's a game of remembrance.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, this is a because when we're birthed onto this planet and we take our first breath, and guess where the word spiritual comes from? Spirit. That means to breathe.
Yes.
So we have that first breath as this little baby toddler, and we're as innocent and as beautiful as we can be, and then what happens as we go through life? We become separated from that source, because that's really what this whole journey is about, is to go, you're birthed And then to remember that beautiful source that we all are from.
Yeah, we just somehow forgot it, didn't we?
Oh, we forgot. And that's part of, you know, I often refer to it as it's a hologram. You know, some people might not, there's a lot of people that are talking about the fact that this is an amazing, I mean, think about the 01 is a computer.
Yep.
And it's a digital, and we're moving into this digital age. Well, that's maybe why it's just speeding up. And Terrence McKenna talked about the fact that exponentially we're just going to keep increasing in awareness and increasing in the magnificence of who we really are.
Yes.
And as long as we do it with honor and trust of the fact that we're going to walk home to this beautiful source. That's really, it's when you think about it, when you go into meditation, it's you go back to that place.
Yeah.
You can go right back to that place where it's just so magnificent.
It's what we're all longing for. And we
right.
have it already. We're just like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. We have it already. But it's like we just have to go on this grand adventure to come to this density and rediscover ourselves. So
yeah.
It can actually be fun. I'm having fun as an awakening coach, a personal evolution coach, and my awakening coaching is called Waking Up to Me. I mean, that's what we're waking up to, is
yeah.
our own self.
Yeah.
And so Waking Up to Me, and it's what I love doing. I'm very passionate about it, and I just believe that one at a time we can wake people up. And it is a huge ripple effect that's going out there. And there's a lot of love. There are a lot of coaches right now doing this.
Oh, it's
so
amazing.
I'm just encouraging everyone, find somebody. You know, if you've got a little sticking point or, you're tripping over the rug spiritually or whatever it is, just find a coach that you can trust and that you enjoy, that you like, and get involved and see what you can create. I just highly recommend that. We need each other. We need to cooperate, especially now.
How about instead of need, we make it our intention?
Yes. Yes, we do. Yeah, we love intention around these parts, for sure. Well, all right, so this is a very significant time of year. I know it's one of your favorite times of year. November the 11th is coming up, and there will be people literally all over the world finding these points of cooperation. And I'm very excited about this. This is something that is bigger than a corporation. It's bigger than someone's idea that they can control Earth and her inhabitants. It's bigger than that because collectively we are coming together. And, of course, that is the deepest fear of those who would choose to control us. And they, you know, it's slipping away, and we know
it really is. And
yes.
think about this from a standpoint of control, is that we've been conditioned. You used that word earlier. We've been conditioned that we think we can own stuff and own the land.
Mm.
You know, the Native American Indians certainly knew that we came from the land, and we cannot own it. And that's been a Western philosophy since, you know, back in the 1400s, 1500s, that, you know, they wanted to title land. Well, nobody can. You can't own land. And even if you think you own the land, you know, stop paying the property tax and see what happens.
Exactly. I see where you're going with this, because human beings cannot be owned.
Nope.
And there is a faction on the earth, very powerful faction, that have laid claim to humanity as something that can be owned. Well, this is unnatural. This is going against the laws of the universe. And the time is up now, and this is where the awareness comes in. We haven't been allowed to know who we are. Now we know who we are. So what do we do about it? Well, one thing that is incredibly easy to do is to pay attention. And in a couple of days, there's going to be this phenomenon known as 1111. And there's going to be an energy wave sent around the world. And are you going to do it at 1111 in the morning and 1111 at night, or how does that work?
Well, certainly, you know, there are people that are working and they want to do it 11 p.m., 11 p.m. The more power, you know, and I even tell people, even if you can't do it in your time zone, it's all symbolic anyhow. So let's say you get home at 6 o'clock at night from work, and you want to just do that hour at 7:11. Well, it's going to be 11:11 somewhere on the planet. It's symbolic. It's a symbolic, and again, it's all personal. So.
Yes. Well,
you know,
it is symbolic, but you know what? It really is more than symbolic. It really is. When you get that many people forming a bond in their psyches, in their consciousness, that emits on a particular frequency.
Absolutely.
And
no, I just meant that 11:11 a.m. was symbolic. I mean,
sure.
The energy certainly is not symbolic, but that 11:11 is, and someday, do as one, and we'll work as a team. That would be a beautiful, beautiful thing. And the reason they do it at 11:11 on Universal Time, which is GMT, they want to have everyone that wants to participate to literally breathe as one, which is going to be amazing.
Oh,
so we're building up to that. We're going to build up to that, and it's going to be. And they call theirs one day. You know, do
one
it one
day.
One day.
And do you have any idea what their plan is to launch this?
Well, it's been going on. You know, they've been doing this and building the momentum to it. So. It's just a matter of time.
Are they going to use 11:11 to do that?
Yeah. They're doing 11:11 right now.
I see.
They call it
one day.
One day. Just go on the Facebook page, and you'll see I posted a couple links for it on the Facebook wall, and you'll see it there.
Right.
Or just go to their. Facebook page, which is facebook.com, do as one.
Okay.
So I know the admin on that wall, and he's a fabulous guy. So yeah, this is happening. This is happening.
It is
and
happening.
You know, you were mentioning the energy that has been holding back humanity. Well, the other side of that is that they've been providing the impetus for our awakening.
Definitely. And I wanted to go back to that. The people that are waking up right now are the people that I am meeting that are the most powerful people are the ones that get the whole picture. They're not just about, oh, let's be nice to each other and, you know, everybody just grow their hair long and be sweet. It's not about that. It is about being.
You mean the fluffy bunnies?
The fluffy bunnies. Seeing the full spectrum of our humanity instead of, well, I don't want to think about that end of humanity down there. I just want to look at the sunny side up. It is imperative, I believe, that we look at our earth situation in its wholeness, in its entirety, and embrace it instead of divorcing part of it because we don't like them anymore and they've been mean to us.
Well, then remember the whole thing that said the 99% versus the 1%?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw a post and I reposted it many, many times. It said, well, it's the 100%. We're all in this together. That's yes, there is, and I did a post about this too. The fact of calling this group elite, calling them the Illuminati. When I referenced this energy, I call it the cabal, because that means an organized group that tries to bring, you know, tries to organize control. It's a control faction. So I prefer to call this group the cabal, because they are providing the impetus for our awakening. That's simple. That's their role.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing for anyone to understand, is every one of us on this planet is a piece of the puzzle. And that's their role. You know, a lifetime ago, they might have been here as, whoever. But you and I have had many conversations about that whole divergence.
Right. And, you know, I'm remembering when this struck me, when the reality of this struck me, that they were humans too. Or, well,
yeah,
maybe quasi, but that's another story. But we're sharing this planet with them.
Right.
At the very least. And I remember when it struck me, I was no longer allowed to judge them. I would not allow myself to judge them anymore, because that was feeding the separation, that was feeding their continuation of our control. And so this is very logical when you look at it in a vibrational sense. So, yeah, there is some really heinous stuff going on the planet, and it's very self-serving, and there are people that are being poisoned and suffering and all of this kind of stuff. And so you and I and many others are committed to bringing this to a conclusion. And you know what? No one is going to do it except us. These guys that enjoy hiding out in the shadows and in the darkness and in the deception and so forth, they're not just going to come turn themselves in and say, okay, I give up.
Well, you know, You made one good point, because every single name that we've heard out in, you know, the circles of who they are, I guarantee you, and I can say that without any hesitation, I guarantee you, they're not the ones who are pulling the string. Because
exactly,
the Rothschilds and all these other, they're not, the puppeteers are never seen. So it's way behind. And from all my research, you know, it goes way deep into the catacombs of the Vatican and the Jesuits and all that. But do we know for sure, and I don't, do we know if they're the ones that are really behind all this? Because there's probably a group behind the Jesuits that is controlling, and that could be anywhere. And I mean anyone.
Well, and that's what we're wanting to shake up is this pyramidal, hierarchical framework. That's
right.
Got to go because it's like, oh, well, there's another point to the pyramid. Oh, no, there's a higher point to the pyramid, and on it goes. And
right.
So in oneness, we don't see it that way. And we have an awful lot to learn about oneness. We're just babes, and it's going to be very exciting to continue on into the 21st century and allow our creativity to unfold as we steward the planet. And so, Stephen, I want to just salute you for your work in giving us the full-on, full-spectrum picture that, yes, there is one love, one peace, and there's also this darkness that's making it entirely interesting. There's a lot at stake, and it's a very big game. And I just want to thank you so much for your website, 1111.wave1111.com. I'll get it right, wave1111.com, and your Facebook page, The Wave 1111. So I believe that that's probably it for one show here of Unzipping Reality. Are there any closing remarks you have?
No, I just want to thank you for always having me on during this 1111 time. It's always fun to we have regular conversations, so this is kind of
yeah
a very focused conversation, but it was a fun time, and as always, thank you. And by all means, I look forward to hearing more about your coaching, because tell everyone a little bit about, you're going to do these 5-minute coaching sessions, right?
Oh, yes, I am. I haven't quite launched that yet, but here's a little preview. Yeah, it's going to be 5 minutes with me of holding energetic space, and I'll wait and say more later when I can actually speak on it, but I haven't launched it yet. It is waiting in the wings, but it's just an idea of doing what we can do to raise the energy frequency on the planet.
Well, it ties in.
Like
it
5 minutes
in.
A day, 5 days a week for 5 weeks.
And
so,
it ties in because,
really,
you know, there's another number sequence, which is, you know, people are seeing 1111, they're seeing 1, 2, 3, 4. I see that all the time. That 1, 2, 3, 4. It's just amazing. So it doesn't have to be 1111. And it's the most important thing in closing is a remembrance that we're all one, and this whole separation control mechanism is exactly what I just said. It's a control mechanism to divert us from the fact that we're all in this together. I mean, people can say so much mean things on Twitter and Facebook, they would never say these things in front of someone.
No.
And then when they get face to face, they go, and that's when they recognize and they look right in the eyes. They can see because they can remember that, hey, they're just like me. I am another yourself.
That's such a good point. Yeah. I think that our ethics are going to get a makeover as we become these new paradigmers. We say we want the new paradigm. Well, then we'll need to step up and align with new ethics. So, all right. Well, I think that that's it for one broadcast here. But, yeah, thanks for letting me at least give a little peek about the 5 minutes. And
well,
I
just thought it was a good tie-in because of the 555. So
that's it. Oh,
I didn't want to give too much away. Sorry.
No, it's not a problem at all. Not a problem at all. And, yeah, it's just all of it is just what we can do to raise awareness and get this word out. So thank you so much for being my guest this evening, Stephen of wave1111.com. So that's it, everyone. And I'll just sign off by saying us love us and oneness happens. It's the great letting go with allowance and balance. Trust the process. Know the process, be the process, and do the process as we unzip reality. Bye-bye, everyone.